Chapter 2. Stella. My full and proper name is Douglas MacArthur Hanson. I am named after Douglas MacArthur, the famous general, who was a second cousin of my father's great aunt. Everyone on my father's side is named after some famous person we are supposedly related to. My father's name is Henry Clay Hanson. Henry Clay was a politician who died before the Civil War. He was my grandfather's cousin's great uncle, or something like that. It goes on and on. Since my grandfather's name was George Washington Hanson, I guess I'm related to the father of our country, too. Anyway, I'm glad I got named after a general instead of a politician. I think it makes me sound more respectable. Usually when I meet someone for the first time, I tell them my full and proper name. Then I say, "But you can call me General." Some people find that amusing. Andy always laughs. Sometimes he calls me General, just to tease me. I don't mind. I kind of like it. I'm very easy to get along with. My mother wouldn't agree with that. She finds me difficult. In fact, she thinks I'm troubled and disturbed. I find it troubling that she finds me disturbing. So she must be right. Right? "Hey, Dougie!" I look at my alarm clock. 1:17. "Dougie, you up?" I roll out of bed and crawl to the window. "I'm up now," I say, resting my chin on the windowsill. "How's it going?" Andy is sitting in his window, his long legs dangling over the spirea bushes. "I was dreaming." "What were you dreaming?" "I don't remember." "Hey, was tonight your play?" "Yeah, it went great. I didn't miss a line, but you're gonna like this. Melissa's skirt came off." "Melissa Haverman?" "Yeah. See, I'm Stanley Kowalski, and Melissa is playing Stella, my wife. And in this one scene, she's really mad, and she spins around fast, and the bottom of her skirt gets caught on a nail sticking out of this table leg, and it comes right off." He laughs. "She was wearing blue panties." I have a very vivid imagination. I can see it in my head, just like a movie. Andy says, "But she was really cool. She grabbed the skirt and pulled it back on and just kept going with the scene. The audience didn't laugh or anything. You should have been there." "I don't really like plays," I say. "A bunch of people talking about nothing." "Well, you would have liked this one. You should have heard Melissa after the play. She was so mad at the guy in charge of props, I thought she'd rip his face off." "So, what did you do today?" "Still working on my bridge." I'm connecting East Madam to West Madam with an 11-foot-long suspension bridge. I've been working on it for months. It's really quite amazing. "How's it going?" "I finally got the towers built." The entire bridge is scratch-built from matchsticks, string, and glue. Andy always teases me about that. "Aren't you afraid it's going to catch on fire?" We laugh. Andy and I had some bad luck with fires when we were kids. We're more careful now. I always scrape the phosphorus tips off all the matchsticks before using them. I've scraped the heads off of 112 boxes of stick matches. There are 200 matches in a box. In case you're slow at math, that's 22,400 matches in all. I figure the bridge will be ready for its inaugural crossing in about 3 weeks. Everybody in Madham will be there. You want to come?
Sure.
Of course, the bit about everybody in Madham is kind of a joke, because the people who live in Madham are all made out of plastic, and they are less than 1 inch tall. Madham is the name of the HO-scale railroad town I built in my basement. It covers 3 ping-pong tables and nearly fills the biggest room in the basement. Madam has 109 buildings, all scratch-built. There are 2 lakes, a football stadium, a cement plant, a hospital, 2 tunnels, a forest, and 60 feet of track. It has a population of 289 plastic people, 17 dogs, 6 cows, and 11 horses. Madam is the perfect town. In fact, one of my goals is to live in Madam. Once I figure out how to make a few million dollars, I'll build a full-scale version of the town with real trains and real trees and real people. I think it'd be a nice place to live. I've been working on Madam for 2 years and 11 months now. I guess you could say I'm not only disturbed, I'm obsessed.